Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood confidence guru. Welcome back to Social Confidence, where we're all about leveling up your social game, one affirmation at a time. Today, we're diving into something that's both deeply personal and incredibly powerful. Embracing imperfection and letting vulnerability shine through. Ever feel like you need to be perfect all the time? Like every interaction is a stage performance where you gotta nail every line, every gesture? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with flawless filters and curated online personas. But here's the thing, real connection, genuine charisma, and lasting impact come from being authentically you, flaws and all. Think about it, the most captivating people aren't always the ones who seem effortless or flawlessly composed. They're often the ones who are willing to be a little messy, a little vulnerable, and completely honest about their experiences. Let's unpack this a bit more. Break down some key takeaways that can help you ditch the pressure of perfection and embrace your beautiful imperfections. Firstly, understand that imperfection is not a weakness, it's a strength. It's what makes us human, relatable, and ultimately more interesting. Those little quirks, those moments of self-doubt, they add depth and dimension to who we are. So next time you catch yourself trying to hide a perceived flaw, remember. Own it. Secondly, vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to open up, to share your true feelings and experiences with others. And when you do, it creates an incredible sense of connection and intimacy. People are drawn to authenticity, they want to know the real you, even if that means seeing your vulnerabilities. Thirdly, let go of the need for external validation. Stop comparing yourself to others and striving for some unattainable standard of perfection. Your worth is not determined by likes, followers, or achievements. It's inherent in who you are as a human being. Fourthly, embrace mistakes as opportunities for growth. We all screw up, it's inevitable. But instead of beating yourself up over them, view them as learning experiences. What can you take away from this mistake? How can you use it to grow and become stronger? Finally, remember that self-compassion is key. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer to a dear friend. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and learn from your setbacks. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and they just get you? Like they truly listen, see your whole self, the good, the bad, and the messy? That's the magic of vulnerability. It creates space for genuine connection and fosters trust. Picture this, you're at a networking event, feeling a bit overwhelmed. Everyone seems so confident and collected. But then, you strike up a conversation with someone who admits they feel a little nervous too. Suddenly, a sense of shared humanity breaks down the walls, and you both relax, allowing for a more authentic interaction. This is the power of embracing imperfection. By letting go of the need to be perfect, you create space for genuine connection and allow yourself to shine in your own unique way. So remember, folks, it's not about being flawless, it's about being real. Embrace your imperfections, lean into vulnerability, and watch as your social confidence soars. You are amazing just the way you are. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and share your thoughts with us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay confident, stay true to yourself, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.